الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: والباقيات الصالحات خير عند ربك ثوابا وخير أملا. وقال تعالى: والباقيات الصالحات خير عند ربك ثوابا وخير مردا. صدق الله المولان العظيم. We are in this great and auspicious period of the first 10 days of Zulhijjah. The greatness of it can be gauged by the fact that these days are of Ashhuri Hurum, the sacred months. All these days which are passing, the month of Zulqada, which came to an end, we are in Zulhijjah now, Muharram, and the month of Rajab, that they are the sacred months, Ashhuri Hurum, that is enough to show how great they are. Then more than that, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has taken an oath on these 10 days, وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ. So that makes it much more greater. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in many ahadith has explained the great virtues and value of these days. That makes it even more greater. So Allah give us tawfiq. In the sons of Islam, we find great, great ulama and great, great mashayikh that used to even make etikaf during these 10 days, so that every moment is in ibadat. As though it is not sunnah to make, but just from one's own side, that a person makes etikaf, because then he doesn't miss one moment in the ibadat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In etikaf, a person is all the time in the masjid, and even when he goes to toilet, that is also of absolute necessity he goes. And that will be also still counted, he's in etikaf still. Even for that he gets the sawab of etikaf, though he's gone to the toilet. But hukman, he is in etikaf all the time. So these days are very, very great. And one is to do the amount of amal we have to do. For example, the nights we must make ibadat, the bare minimum make our isha and fajr with jamaat, etc. So the things that we have to do, the quantity, the things that we have to do. And very, very important, Allah give us tawfiq to focus our attention on the quality of it also. We make our namaz with fajr, with jamaat, but the quality of the namaz, that is very important. And especially during these times, the special times, the quality we should pay more attention to. So the quality of our namazes, and that is, we make the niyat, we have this in our mind, that Allah gives us namaz, which Allah Ta'ala calls, that inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. Such namazes Allah give us, that the namazes stop us from all types of guna. May anil fahsha and munkar, all lewd, shameless deeds, all things which are evil, all that our namaz, we have that niyat. So if we make a namaz like that, we have the niyat that we make namaz, which Allah Ta'ala calls, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ, that those people have become fully successful, every type of success. الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ, that is, their namazes are proper, all the postures of namaz are correct, that we pay attention to it, that the postures of our namaz, from the standing position, our feet are correct. When we lift our hands, we lift them up correctly. When we fasten them, we fasten them properly. Our ruku be properly. Normally, we haven't got worry about this. We're just making our namaz. We don't think of maintaining our namaz. We don't think of improving, upgrading our namaz. Sadly, we as Muslims, and many of us who would like to think that we are pious, or other people think us as pious, but our dunya thinks we think of upgrading. We think our car, I must upgrade my car. My house, I must make it better. Many things, my garden, I must make it better. But our namaz, the thought never comes to us that I must make my namaz better. Just I'm making namaz, I'm carrying on, I'm making namaz. And we know anything, if we just carrying on doing it, that thing goes down. like our house, for example. If we just use the house and we don't do maintenance, we don't do cleaning, when it's necessary for painting, we don't do some washes are worn out, some latches are not working, we don't maintain, what will happen to that house? In the same way, our car, if we don't maintain it, and then we don't only maintain all our dunya things, we who are thinking that we are pious, but we have to upgrade also all the time. We have to make it better. But our deeny things, our thought also doesn't go, I must make my namaz better. I must read more namazes, nafal namazes. I must correct my namazes, make them more better, we don't think. And anything you don't worry about upgrade, maintaining, upgrading, that thing doesn't remain stagnant. It doesn't remain like that. It goes down all the time. If we don't maintain the house, it won't just remain in the house with everything in order. We don't clean it. We don't do anything. It will go down. Anything. The garden. One day we don't pay attention. That garden, it goes down. Our namazes, without us realizing it, we might be thinking we are pious, we're making our five times namaz, but our namazes, in most cases, are deplorable. It comes in the hadith that there are those people, every namaz they make, makes them more further from Allah. Doesn't take them to Allah, makes them further. There are those people, 60 years, it comes in the hadith, they are making namaz, not one namaz is accepted. Because some namaz, the ruku is not correct. Some namaz, the sajda is not correct. So that, what is our condition? And it also comes that the namaz, when it's not done properly, and we must be worried, is it not my namaz? That it goes out from our body, every amal that we do takes on a form. So these namazes which we don't make properly, they go out like a dirty, black, stinking rag. And then it is thrown back to that person, and it says, as you destroyed me, may Allah destroy you. So what's the condition of our namazes, we should think? Like that, think the condition of our rozas. We might be keeping even the nafil rozas of this period here, which are so virtuous, but we're not guarding our gazes, we're not guarding our tongue, we're talking all wrong things. What kind of a roza is that also? So all our things, we must try and improve the quantity also and the quality also of all the things. And we must be conscious of that to improve our deen, the quality of our deen also. So our namazes also. Namaz, Allah Ta'ala says, وَقُومُوا لِلَّهِ قَانِتِينَ. Stand in a humble way in front of Allah. We feel that I'm the lowest. I'm the most humble. I'm nothing whatsoever. Or how many of us, when we're making our namaz, our chest, we are pushing it out like a proud person. And especially if we're sitting on the chair and we are not careful, then a person leans a bit at the back. How like a proud person will sit. That posture easily comes about. Therefore, it is better to make namaz on a stool rather than a chair, that you don't press yourself on the back. So anyway, all these things we have to be conscious about. In these days, we are taught to read the third kalima. One is that we're reading. How many of us are reading? How many times are we reading? We should try and read it as much as possible. And then again, what the quantity, the quality also. That what are we reading? For example, on one occasion, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam left the house of one of his wives at Fajr time, and when he came at Zawal time, she was still sitting on the Musalla, still making her zikr. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked her, from the morning till now, you're sitting still here? She said, yes, Allah's Nabi, I'm still sitting and I'm making Allah's zikr. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam said, I made one zikr three times, and my sawab is more than yours, because of the concentration. What was that? What was the zikr which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made? Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi adada khalqihi wa ridha nafsihi wa zinata arshihi wa midada kalimati. Now it doesn't mean if we read the zikr, then we also have made so much, we'll get so lot more sawab. It will be if we make this and we think, Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi. We think, what is the meaning of Subhanallah bihamdihi? First of all, we don't think also. We just read. We start our namaz, Allahu Akbar. Who of us thinks, what is the meaning of Allahu Akbar? That we think of Allah. And we think of the greatness of Allah. We don't think. That is when the value will come. When we will think of Allah, Allah is in front of me now. And He is the greatest. His commands are the greatest. He is the greatest. His commands are the greatest. If we think of that, then that Allahu Akbar will have all that value. Otherwise, even all the words also have got value. But it is like, for example, in the dunya's matters, Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri, Rahmatullah Ali, used to say, a person hears that an atom bomb can kill so many people. So he also he starts reading Wazifa 1,000 times, atom bomb, atom bomb, atom bomb. And he blows on a fly, the fly also doesn't fly away. He said, they told me that it kills thousands of people. Yeah, a fly doesn't even fly away, forget dying. So atom bomb is not the word atom bomb. There is a whole big reality of it. How lot of effort to make the bomb, and then to fire the bomb. All, it's a whole big long story. The same way with Allahu Akbar. It has got that power, but not just the empty words of it. Like that, a parrot will also say Allahu Akbar, you will teach it. A parrot will also read La ilaha illallah. That hasn't got value. The reality has to come. And that we don't make no effort. And yet we are happy that I'm very pious. That I, these days of this Zulhijjah, I'm observing them. But we haven't even got the reality of La ilaha illallah, which is the foundation of our iman. So these are the things that we have to make effort on. So these words also, the third kalima we read, also Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali said, just the word atom bomb won't do anything. The reality has to come. But in our deen, the words also have got their sawab. What we have to target for is the highest, but just the words also. For example, if a person reads the wazifa, shaitan, 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 100 times, we'll say, this, is he gone mad or what? How can we read wazifa of shaitan? But in the Quran Sharif you read, inna shaitana kana lil insani aduwwan mubina. You read in the Quran, 5 letters of shaitan, 50 sawabs you got. Because it's a word of the Quran. But the reality it comes, then it will be much more. Dunyas or deens, the words also, even just the word kalima, la ilaha illallah. Our namaz with no concentration. And we are thinking of all other things. That also will have value. But what we are speaking, to have the real value of it. To make effort and to get the great, great value. You have a car, that is an old jalopy, 1920 model, but it's still moving. It gets stuck every 1 kilometer, it's stuck. Now you have to fix this up, but it's a car. And one is a latest model, top of the range, top of the brand, the difference of the two cars. So we can't be satisfied just with the lowest level of our deen. We must try and upgrade it and try and come to the highest level. We have got this one opportunity in our lifetime. We won't get another life again, never. And with this Jummah which we are going to make now, it will never come back in our life. How much we do it, how perfectly, how best we do it, we should try and do it. Not to just do it haphazardly, anyway, my Jummah is done. I come late, last minute. I come when the khutbah is about to finish already, and I just join with the namaz. I also made my Jummah. Yes, you made your Jummah. Everyone will say, Mufti Sahib will say, yes, your Jummah is made. But what kind of a Jummah? Rushing, rushing, last minute you come. And the first again you are gone, and you say, I made my Jummah. And one is a person who comes early, and he observes, he reads what he has to read for Jummah. Surah Kahf, etc., all other things. That is, what the difference between the two. So when we read also the third kalima, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. These, the Mufassirin have written, they are the tafsir of the ayat, walbaqiyatu salihat. Baqiyatu salihat, that good deeds that remain forever. They are baqi. They remain forever. There are other things also in our deen which are called baqiyatu salihat. But generally, they are referred to these words of the third kalima. Or just like, for example, somebody says you must read the third kalima. So he reads all the time, third kalima, third kalima, third kalima. What is he doing? What is he getting? That word, third kalima, is not going to do it. He has to read subhanallah. Just like that, just the words, the outer words, subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, that also is not going to give the maximum. In deen, that also has got value. And we must appreciate that. But take a person from where he is and let him move up. Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Panandpuri Rahmatullah Ali used to say, somebody is only making Jummah namaz, no other namaz in the week. So don't push him down. And say, you only make one namaz, other 35, 34 faraz namazes you're not making, you are right off. No. Tell him, mashallah, you are making Jummah, very good. But make other namazes also. Make all the namazes. So where a person is, don't push him down. Pick him up and let him do more. So we who are just saying the words, alhamdulillah, is good. But don't just remain at that level. Let us move up. So these words, Allah says, وَالْبَاقِيَاتُ الصَّالِحَاتُ خَيْرٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ. They are extremely good, very great, their rewards are by Allah. خَيْرٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ ثَوَابًا. For thawab, for returns, they are very great. Thawab, we can understand, like profits that we make. We do business, and a person makes a small profit, 5%. And a person makes 500% profit. Who will opt for 5% when he can make 500%. So this word, they just saying them also have got 5% we'll make profit, but when we can make 500% profit and 5,000% profit, and a businessman is a businessman. He is a businessman who doesn't look for the, just let's do it, it's done. We make profit, we don't make profit, we just come out, we cut out even, it's also okay. No, a businessman wants the maximum profit. And in everything he tries and make out profit. Even things which are the byproducts, that also he'll use. I must make money out of that also. Everything I must make money of. So in our deen, which is the biggest business, هَلْ أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ تِجَارَةٍ. Allah says, must I not show you a business? Deen is the biggest business that we can do. And the rewards of dunya, no matter how much percentage profit we make, is for what we're going to leave behind. It's not what is going to be with us. And if a person, for example, made a lot of money, and he has bought 10 properties to stay, residential, he can only stay in one, he can't stay in all 10. And even if he made all 10 up with the latest things, the garden, the swimming pool, the bedroom, the bathroom, but he can only stay in one. If he bought 10 pairs of clothes, he can only wear one pair at a time. 10 pairs of shoes, he can't wear 10 shoes one time. He'll only wear one pair. But in deen, what profits we make are fully with you all the time. And they are raising your position all the time. And they will be permanently with you in the akhirat. And the rewards and returns of them forever and ever. So Allah says, so we should make the effort that we bring this reality of deen, our namazes, the reality in our iman. And during these days when we repeat this word, Allah give us tawfiq to read them abundantly. Subhanallah, let's read them. Walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. As we have read it now, be 100% sure. They are gone. We are still here on the ground. They are gone by the arsh of Allah. And they are making tawaf. And they are praising us in front of Allah. That those people there, they are sitting there in the masjid in Azadwal, and they are praising you. And they are like our lawyers in front of Allah. They are presenting our case and presenting a view. In fact, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ala tuhibbun, don't you love that you have something that talks good of you by Allah all the time? It is these kalimat. Just read them. And the more we read it with the meaning, so subhanallah, one is we just say subhanallah, an empty subhanallah, an empty capsule. Indeed, the empty capsule is also valuable. In dunya, if you take an empty capsule, what's it going to do? In fact, the doctor who will give you an empty capsule, he will be arrested. How can you give people empty capsules? So, yeah, even the empty capsule by Allah is valuable, just the outside words also. But the reality, so subhanallah, a person says, usabbihu Allah anil naqa'isi kulliha. I declare that Allah has got no weakness. Fault, blemish is be'adabi to say what Allah. There is no possibility of that. Allah never feels old, gets old. Allah never gets tired. Allah never gets the flu. Allah is never overtaken by any condition whatsoever. Allah is He who He is. Pure He is. He's the most. He's not only pure, He purifies everyone. In fact, when a person says the word Subhanallah, it comes in the Hadith Sharif that by saying this word, then Allah replies and says, you said I'm pure and clean. I am pure and clean. Even if you don't say it, no Nabi, no Wali says it also. Still, I am pure and clean. But by you saying, Jaza'u wifaqa, hal jaza'u al-ihsan, illa al-ihsan, you said I'm pure, now I will purify you. And how many buzurgs, their murids, they gave them the only wazifa to read Subhanallah, Subhanallah, 300 times, for example. And those people, their whole islah was made. Because when you say Subhanallah, oh Allah, you are pure. Allah says, I am pure, but by you saying it, I will purify you. Allah will remove all your weaknesses. All that the pride you have got, doing things for name and fame, no concentration in namaz, your anger, you can't control your eyes. Just by saying Subhanallah, Allah will purify you. So when we are saying these words, oh Allah, you are pure. And then, not only pure, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, oh Allah, all praise is only for you, that Allah, you are pure. And to tell somebody, if you are praising somebody, you tell this person is not a lazy person, this person is not a drunkard, is not a drug addict, that is not enough to just negate the things. You have to say the positive qualities, what good, great qualities he has got. So by saying Subhanallah, that Ya Allah, you are completely pure, walhamdulillah. And mushtamilan alal mahamidi kulliha, all things of praise, whatever is praise is with Allah Ta'ala. In fact, praise is only with Allah. If we praise anyone else, it is actually praising Allah. Whatever we are praising that person about, Allah gave him that tawfiq. He's a generous person. Who gave him the money? Allah. Who made him, gave him the heart? Allah. There are many people who have got money, but they haven't got the heart to spend. Many people have got a heart to spend, but they haven't got money to spend. They want to spend, but they haven't got money. And others have got plenty of money, but they haven't got a heart. They can't part with even 5 cents. They find it very hard to part with their money. But Allah Ta'ala, His reserves, His money is unlimited. His reserves are unlimited. Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the treasurer of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He should take loans from Jews also in order to help out people, spend on people. And sometimes the due date used to come close and they didn't have the money to repay the loan, which is a duty, pay back your loan on due date. Then Hazrat Bilal and those Jews, they should come and humiliate Hazrat Bilal. That you black slave, na'uzu billah, what the words they should say to him. That don't you know it's before time. It's 2 days due date. Where's my money? It's not yet due date. But they should speak like this. Then he should get worried. He should come to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he should think of running away somewhere. Till the money comes, I can pay back. Because how am I going to face them? What Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should say? Ya Bilal, unfiq. وَلَا تَخْشَى مِنْ ذِي الْأَرْشِ إِقْلَالًا. Oh Bilal, you keep on spending. Don't have any fear of any shortage from the master, the owner of the arsh, from Allah Ta'ala. You spend. So our hands must be open. Allah give us that tawfiq. And every person, a poor person can also spend. If a rich man can give 1 million rand, a poor person can give 1 rand. But when you haven't got the heart, you won't give anything also. So anyway, so Allah Ta'ala, just taking the negative things out that Allah is not poor, Allah is not stingy, that's not enough. The praises also must be said. Walhamdulillah. All praises are only due to Allah. Whatever anyone you praise, anyone, it is the praise of Allah Ta'ala. And then not only that there are no faults, just imagine who is our Allah, who has got no faults whatsoever, no weaknesses whatsoever. All praises and qualities of praise are in Allah. And not only that, Wallahu Akbar, Allah is the greatest. And when he is like that, La ilaha illallah, there is no one else but Allah. Now if we do this, read this with this in mind, and we have recognized Allah, and we made our contact now with that Allah, who is the purest, who has got all qualities of praise in him, who has got all power is with him, and there is no one else, and he is my Allah. And in my ruku, I say, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. Pray pure is my Rabb. Hey, what a connection with Allah. Now when you say, Ya Allahu Akbar in your namaz, and every Allahu Akbar in your going in your ruku, coming up from your sajda, going in your, what a namaz that is now. So this is the time that we can develop all this. So these days, the saying the third kalima is just saying the words, the rewards are there. We will get them, inshallah. But let us not be satisfied with 5% profit when we can make 500% profit. And we can make 5,000% profit. To use this time, and another life we will not get. The 10 days of Zulhijjah are now. They will finish by Sunday, Monday. After that, we have to wait 1 year. Who will be living? What will be our health condition? Where will we be? What condition will be in? Make use of it now. Don't wait. 2-3 days are left. Make the best of it also. And then, so the third kalima, we read it with this. Then see the value. Then on the 9th of Zulhijjah, which will be for us the Sunday, Yawmul Ahad, read the fourth kalima. And the fourth kalima, La ilaha illallah, that there is no being, or there is no other being but one. It is only He for me, only Allah is for me. No one else is for me. If a child comes to the father and says, Daddy, Abba, that I need a pair of shoes and I can't ask no one else. I can only ask you, you my father. I can't ask my uncle also. I can't ask anyone. I can only ask you. Your heart will melt. If my child is saying, I'm the only one that let me go out of my way. I can't afford it, but I'll make a plan and get him his shoes or whatever he wants. So, La ilaha illallah, wahdahu, there is no one else for me, only Allah. La sharika lah, he has got no partner whatsoever. He is one. The tawheed, what Allah loves the most, is expression of the tawheed, the oneness of Allah Ta'ala. And in this kalima, Allah has put it fully, that La ilaha illallah, there is no other deity, no power, nobody you can get help from, nobody you can turn to but Allah. Wahdahu, he is one. La sharika lah, he has got no partner whatsoever. Lahul mulk, all sovereignty belongs to him. Whatever you see anywhere, he is. If you go to a town, somebody say, this filling station belongs to somebody, this shopping place belongs, everything belongs. Lahul mulk, everything belongs to him. La ilaha illallah, wahdahu, la sharika lahu, lahul mulk. وَلَهُ الْحَمْدِ, and all praise is for Allah. يُحْيِي وَيُمِيتِ, He is the one who gives life to everyone. All human beings, all plants, all animals, the world, the life to the world is He. He is the one who gives death. My life, my death is in His hands. يُحْيِي وَيُمِيتِ بِيَدِهِ الْخَيْرِ, all goodness is in the hands of Allah. وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ, He is the controller of everything. No harm can come to a person but by the will of Allah. No goodness can come to a person but by the will of Allah. So if we read that, then the takbir at tashriq from Sunday morning that we have to read till Thursday asr time, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illa Allahu, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, walillahil hamd. That also many of us read it like we are half dead. Read it with life in us. And then not only the words, also there, what beautiful the meanings are. And there can't be greater enjoyment than this, and see it with that passion and bring it into our lives, then see what we will get. So these are wonderful occasions. Our life is a wonderful opportunity to make our contact with Allah. Don't waste it in making properties, investments of dunya, holidays, fashion, sports. Where are we wasting our time? And all the things what we accumulate of dunya, all going to be left behind. Why is that person who prepares for what is going to in front, not what is leaving behind him? That is the height of stupidity. But the irony of our times, that he is the most clever, who makes lot effort for everything he's going to leave behind him. And he who prepares for what he's going to, he's a stupid person. He doesn't know how to make money. He doesn't know how to use his time profitably. Allah give us hidayat inshallah and guide us to righteousness.